here at the Food Dialogues in Columbia, Missouri, sponsored by Missouri Farmers Care and the USFRA, the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. Standing with me is Dan, and he is the executive director for Missouri Farmers Care. We just wrapped up the event, and, you know, from views online and the views, the ones live streaming, it deems it a complete success. Tell me a little bit about the thought process you guys went through to selecting these panelists for today's event.
Well, you know, when we were selecting panelists, what we really wanted to do was get a mix of backgrounds, both in production agriculture and science, or, you know, the grocer angle, the restaurant angle. We wanted people from all different aspects of both agriculture and the food system to come in and have this dialogue. And I think what you saw, the result of that was you had a little sparks, but you also had some laughs and you had some good discussion. So I think it went pretty well.
Well, feedback online, there was a lot of people that weren't here at the event live to be able to see that. And it really seemed that the conversation was starting, and it seems like education is the key. What do you feel is the take-home message? Wrapping up, we had two panels, one focused on livestock, one focused on fruits and vegetables and you know, GMOs and versus organic. What do you feel combining those two topics is the take-home message that we as agriculturalists need to relay to the consumer?
You know, I think there's two take-home messages from the food dialogues. One is we gotta keep having these dialogues. We have to keep promoting ourselves and keep talking about what we're doing, why we're doing, and how we're doing it, and do a better job of explaining agriculture to the public. And I think the other takeaway is this conversation is not going away. This is something that people are really keyed into these days, and it's going to be a big issue for years to come.
Well, when it comes to Missouri Farmers Care, I know your stance, and you teamed up with organizations across the state on both sides of the argument. And what's your goal with this, and what is your next steps to kind of keep this conversation going?
You know, the goal was to bring the consumer and the farmer a little closer together, a little better understanding of the food system, and I think we achieved part of that today. There's going to be a lot of exciting things we're working on next year, and I can't quite announce them yet, but USFRA, our national partner in the Food Dialogues today, has got a lot of exciting things. I think we're going to be able to partner with them in this coming year.
Well, I definitely was excited to take it in live and sit and witness it. But for those that couldn't, the hashtag FoodD, and you can go back and follow the conversation there. But where can they find the archive videos online?
The whole archive is going to be up on our YouTube page, so youtube.com/MoFarmersCare. It'll also be up on the USFRA's website, which is fooddialogues.com.
Well, thank you, Dan. Once again, talking with Dan, who is the executive director for Missouri Farmers Care here at the Columbia, Missouri's Food Dialogues. I'm Jamie Johansson.